There are four periods in the history of the world, and we're in the third period right now. And this, of course, is from a Christian point of view that we say there are four periods in history. Advent reminds us of this. The first period was from the dawn of creation until original sin. And that's the time of Adam and Eve. The second period was from Adam and Eve, a time of original sin, until the incarnation of Jesus, which is what we are preparing to celebrate for, the feast day of Christmas. And since then, since the incarnation, we're living in the third period of world history, the age of the church. And that's the period we're in now, the period described by the parable in today's gospel, where Jesus reminds the servants to take care of his household until he returns. And the servants are us, and the household is the church. So we have a responsibility in this third stage of human history on this earth to be part of the church and to continue the work of Jesus. But the main point of this passage is to remind us that this present age will not last forever. And just as Jesus came to earth on Christmas, the Lord will come again at the end of time, which may be this afternoon, it could be 100 years from now, it could be 1,000 years from now, we don't know. And then once that period is ended, this current period is ended and the fourth period begins, that will be a time when the heavens and earth will pass away and evil will be banished forever, and those who lived and died in friendship with Jesus will enter into their everlasting reward. And Advent helps us to be ready for all of this. The liturgical color of Advent, except for one Sunday, is purple, and that's no coincidence that it's the same liturgical color that we use in the season of Lent, because we commemorate humanity lost in sin for who knows how long before the coming of Christ. And Advent also commemorates an extended period of sorrow and suffering for humanity. Every time we see purple, we're reminded what life was like before the coming of Christ, and what would it be like today without him? Did you ever think of that? What would your life be like if you weren't a Catholic Christian? It's a good thing to think about. Well, Advent helps us to build expectation and hope as part of this period of world history. And there's some wonderful Advent traditions that help us to build that expectation for the coming of Christ this Christmas. We have the Advent wreath here in plain view, and we light those Advent candles. And we just have that as our big symbol in the church, at least for Advent. And sometimes people make Advent wreaths at home, and you can make your own. You can go to Hobby Lobby, get all of the things you need to do, and make your own Advent wreath, which is a good family practice during the Advent season. And the wreath has the four candles lit week by week that show us our hope for the birth of Christ soon to come that we commemorate. There's Advent calendars that people use. You know, every day you peel off one thing. I saw an Advent calendar of sorts in Germantown. Is it called Germantown in Columbus? Whatever they call that part. It was a nice German store, and it had a kind of Christmas tree-shaped days for Advent, the 28 days, and inside each little cubicle of the tree was a liqueur of some flavor. It's not a bad way to prepare for the coming of Christ. But it also reminds us all those days, or the traditional calendar has religious figures and things, and that helps us remind us what this season is all about. Not just shopping for presents, but focusing on Jesus and who he is and what he has done for us. And the readings during this season of Lent focus on just what I'm talking about. They help us to consider what God has done for us by sending his only son to us. And it's a good practice to take the scripture readings of the day and to pray on them. We have the little blue books out. There's still some available at the exits, which gives us a nice little paragraph or two to focus on that day of Advent. Plus, you can go online and have thousands of things at your disposal to use. Form.org is free for everybody in our parish. There's so many things there, especially for the Advent season. We have a communal penance service coming up on the third Sunday of Advent. And that's always a good preparation for this time of year as well. Because Jesus said what at the beginning of the gospel that Deacon Paul just read to us? Be watchful, be aware.